Attention, Jellybean crew. This is your commanding officer, Tom Jellybean, speaking. As you can hear from the sirens, we've got a full reactor meltdown, and it isn't looking good. I have a sneaking sus that we've been sabotaged for the 500th time this month. It's getting to be a real bummer, and I'm not sure we're going to make it out of this one alive, considering that I just found Lieutenant I'm Cool 59 cut down like a dog in the comms room. I'm going out there with my Jellybean 45 to get to the bottom of this. But I just wanted to say that it's been the honor of my life serving with you Jellybeans. You're the finest crew of beans an old grizzled Jellybean like me could ever ask for. When y'all get to Jellybean hell, you tell him, save a seat for old Tom, if I haven't beaten you there. Spoilers ahead for The Last of Us Part 2 in this episode for some reason. I love you, crew. It's time to hunt me, an imposter bean. This week on Controller Freeze. Oh, it was you.
Welcome back to Controller Freak. I'm your host, Julia, here with my fall guys, Aaron and Owen. What's up, guys?
What? Fall guys?
It's a fake out.
It's a fake out.
You're impostering already.
Oh, good one. I thought I'd do what's called a bait and switch. Get us warmed up by leading us away from the target. I don't know. I'm out of jargon. And we are going to be talking about a popular new game. Right, guys? It's new. It's hip. It's current. AOC plays it.
It's not new, but it's definitely current. I'll give you that.
It's popular now.
Okay. It's not Fall Guys.
It's not Fall Guys.
Okay.
It's like how Van Gogh wasn't famous after he died. Game didn't get famous until a couple years after its release, or a year after its release or so.
But nobody had to die. Wow. Yeah. Well, it's nice to finally be living in the heyday. And you told me about this game. You introduced it to our listeners. What are we going to be talking about today?
Among Us.
Among Us. And that title, of course, is an allusion to the fact that there is an imposter among us, mm-hmm. a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
And on a larger sense, speaks thematically, I guess, to, you know, the paranoia, the sense of, I'm trying to break it down into something really sophisticated, but it doesn't need my help. It's already such a smart game. This is a game you play on your phone. You play it on your device. You play it on your computer. It's not a video game. Quick departure for us, right?
You can play it on your Nintendo Switch now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, apparently it's very hard because as you can imagine, typing anything more than 4 or 5 characters is kind of a pain in the ass on a Switch.
Texting is a key part of this game. You're going to have to do a lot of texting.
I can't tell. Are you salty right now, Julia? I couldn't get a read on your tone. You were like, this is not a video game, which makes me think you're salty.
You're tone policing me.
You also said the game was very smart, and I couldn't tell if that was authentic or if you were.
No, I mean, I think, look, if politicians like it, you know, kids, politicians alike, they both enjoy it. There's got to be something to it.
Kids and politicians.
Famous people play it.
I don't think they play it because they like it necessarily. I think they play it because they know it will get them attention because this game is hot right now. It is hot in these COVID times, these social deduction games where we work together. And I feel like this game probably would not be as big as it is right now if not for this pandemic.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're right. You're totally right.
Because you're right. It is you just call it a social deduction game. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's quite true because there fundamentally could be no single player Among Us campaign. where you like make your, you like customize your jelly bean's jaw and like genitalia, like cyberpunk. Yeah. Make sure they got the big dick or the default dick or the small dick if you want. And then like have them immersed in a 30-hour space flight campaign. Like this is multiplayer, which is interesting because I think I read somewhere that it wasn't always intended to be massively multiplayer. I guess maybe it was intended to be more of a party game. But yeah, as you're saying, the pandemic definitely made a really nice niche for this type of game.
Yeah. Lucky for these developers, Inner Sloth.
Inner Sloth, and
published it. Yeah.
I do love their little logo, which is like a very strong man. And then inside it's like a little sloth.
How have I not taken the time to really sit with that?
I don't know.
I don't think I've observed that.
It flashes when you start up the game, or at least it does for me on PC. Maybe it's different on the phone.
Maybe I don't see it on the phone. Yeah. That sounds really powerful. That's really powerful imagery. Mythological imagery. We all have an inner sloth. What? I'm not being salty. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm with you, Julia. Aaron is just like calling you out today for some reason.
I'm sorry.
He's really defensive because he really loves the game Among Us.
I do. I love the game Among Us.
Do you love it?
Well, I used it to connect with my friends, the kids from all around the world.
Yes. So you're right, Owen. I'm right with you. This is a party game. We're reaching out to each other because we're so isolated these days. We've hit a fever pitch of quarantine where we like just need some kind of external connection. And Aaron is finding that through kids in Romania over this platform Among Us.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's great. It is like a party game that you can play with strangers and you can also play it with your friends. So you have a chance to kind of make it as small and like fun as you want, or just a totally different experience. Big, sprawling, constantly having to defend yourself in front of children.
And when I first played it, I was like, this is a lot like that game Mafia that I play
with
students that I'm teaching when we don't have anything else to do in class and I just need to occupy them for 15 minutes.
You're like,
all right, we're gonna play Mafia.
You're like, kids, the Cosa Nostra. was founded in, well, some say Mafia. 1600, 1700.
In Mafia, you're in a group and somebody's the killer and the rest of the group has to try and figure out and deduce who in the group is the killer, and then you vote them out. And depending on if you make the right choices, the right calls on who's the Mafia, you know, you can win or the Mafia could win. And this game is very similar to that, except you're like on a spaceship and you're all little jelly beans and one of you is an imposter and the rest of you are crewmates. The imposter is trying to go around secretly killing all the crewmates while the crewmates are doing like little tasks all across the ship, which are basically like little mini games, right? Mm-hmm. And if enough people finish their tasks before the imposter either kills enough of them or sabotages shit on the ship, depending on what happens, you know, either the imposter will win or the crewmates will win.
You can also win by identifying the imposter or imposters correctly through a series of voting rounds that will happen when you discover a dead body or you press an emergency button if you have information that you need to share as a crew member, not an imposter, if you think you've identified them. So yeah, you can win that way too as the crew members.
Yeah, right. There are different paths to victory, just like Civilization. There's diplomatic,
true,
vote somebody off the ship, or there's just last man standing.
True. Yeah.
Kind of a deep game when you think about it.
It is.
A lot of ways to skin the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right that most of the gameplay, though, you're right, there's like all these mini games, and there's sort of this light stealth action imposter experience or that type of thing. But a lot of the game's meat and bones comes from these meetings, these social meetings, when you're talking with your crewmates after somebody's been killed and you're trying to deduce who's the imposter. And if you're the imposter, you're trying to throw people off your scent. And basically, you know, someone's lying to you in this group thread. And that's where a big part of this game happens.
Yeah, a lot of discussion in the game chat, which censors curse words anytime you type in a curse word. It asterisks it out. Yeah,
Oh, I thought you guys were doing that to be polite.
No.
I was like, wow, I guess we're gonna play a nice version of this.
See, I turned that setting off, so I got the full experience.
Oh, you can turn that setting off.
At least on PC, at least on the Steam version, I was able to see all the S
you
words.
You just get like 12-year-olds being like, shut up.
Yeah, Aaron, so you just bypassed the parental controls.
I know, right?
why couldn't any fucking kid do that? Why even have that at all as an option?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No.
It was a nice mix of like clearly 3-year-olds being like, I guess 3 is probably not correct. Maybe 6.
Yeah.
being like, how do I do job?
Oh.
And then other guys be like, start the game, you fucking bitch. Really nice blend of that the internet was able to generate for this.
You remember your first experiences? Like, tell me about when you put your toes in the water first. What was it like?
Yeah, at first I wasn't that into it. At first I was like, is this the whole fucking game? You're just running around doing these like really, really simple, you might even say mindless mini games for the tasks. At least in my case, I so rarely get picked to be the imposter. Mm. I'm like the crewmate 95% of the time. And being the imposter is so much more fun. Like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
My favorite shit, like when I think about what I loved about it, it was all the times when I was an imposter, which was not much. It was, you know, a couple times.
Mm. Yeah, you had one epic round, Javier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Owen goes into the...
I killed two people, and then I sabotaged the thing, and I just waited for someone to come fix it, and then I killed them, and I won the game. That was satisfying. I wish the game could just always be like that.
In case you missed that, Owen's nom de guerre in Last of Us is Javert.
Nope, Among Us.
Among Us.
Yeah, you said Last of Us, buddy.
Last of Us has some differences, I guess, to the game that we're talking about.
It's not Fall Guys. It's not Last of Us.
No, yeah.
Is there a character named Javert in The Last of Us, and I just forgot?
I would love if halfway through playing Among Us, it switched viewpoints to Abby.
And everyone's just like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Right. And it got just review bombed because people weren't ready for it. Yeah.
Is Joel alive in this universe? Because then I love it.
We're going to put a Last of Us 2 spoilers tag on this episode about Among Us.
Yeah.
Because of my fat mouth. Sorry, guys.
The Last of Among Us, part 2.
Among Us, part 2. Yes.
Well, you were talking about nom de guerre. I'm sorry. You're talking about nom de guerre.
Yes. Oh, yes. Owen's nom de guerre in Among Us is Javert.
Classic villain or good guy, depending on how you interpret Les Mis.
Yeah, I mean, he's got.
I like where your head's at, Julia. I like it.
You're right. There's a lot of complexities.
I just live with Aaron, and he's like, you know, he's got a fucking problem when it comes to Javert.
The problem is we just love him too much.
Yeah, you guys really stan him.
At first I was like, oh, like Owens, that's a fun reference. But then I was like, it's really appropriate because Javert is the investigator, but he also becomes the, like, he's sort of a would-be murderer. He's his heart is both pure and totally encrusted with evil at the same time.
And he has that one song about doing crew tasks in the spaceship.
yeah, he does.
Well, he absolutely is an imposter for part of the show when he sneaks in to be with the revolutionary students.
When he's like,
we're going to their ways, I will join you.
Yeah.
They will wet themselves with blood. You are the imposter.
Right. Is there? It's been a while since I've seen Linus.
Roommates left.
Monsieur Mayor is sus. Right. Just like somebody finding a body and Javert being like, where?
What happened?
Outside engineering. Anyway, so you nailed it with your name, with your alias.
And you had a similar detective idea, but you just called yourself Detective Aaron.
Yeah, I had a couple different aliases when I was playing on the internet. One of them was Cold Donk. I just thought that was funny for some reason. And right, Detective Aaron was because I was playing with friends. I wanted them to be able to identify me.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, now can we talk about how Julia, your name in the game is just your friend?
Your friend.
Yeah, well, listen, okay. I heard the point of the game was to be just to get away with it. And I thought, who's gonna point the finger at your friend? I'm your friend. I didn't do it.
It was so creepy. I loved it. It was perfect.
It didn't become funny to me until like an hour after we played and I thought about it.
Your friend.
You're spelled U-R.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's for kids. And I was like, this is how they do it.
I didn't really like when discussions of like who was guilty would come up. People would be like, I think it's your friend.
I know.
It's probably your friend.
Yeah. It's such a complicated statement. And I wanted to give people pause and make them think about who they're accusing, what they're saying. Because these words have consequences, you know?
They do.
A lot of times your friend got thrown off the spaceship and she didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, we played with a group of my friends, most of them, or any of them really, had ever spoken to you before, Julia, but I think it's safe to say after this game that you are all now their friend.
Their friends.
That makes me feel so good. I also just want to issue a formal apology to Albot. I know I accused you of murder and I was really wrong. I was way off. I thought it'd be a fun gag and... You know, but then you said very sincerely, follow me, watch me. You will see I didn't do it. And I was like, fuck, I'm a monster. And I just, anyway, the game really makes you think, Albot, I'm sorry. I know you're innocent.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Allie. She's definitely not listening to this. So she's not going to hear that apology.
But someone will probably pass it along to her.
Yeah. I did feel like you were talking during that session, especially you were talking about how you weren't getting imposter very much, Owen. I felt like I got imposter every round.
Yeah, it was
very frustrating.
I did start to feel really bad. Especially when I think this was terribly against Allie too.
Oh no.
I think Albot caught this accusation too. Was like at my like eighth imposter round, I like murdered a guy in a room, and you're supposed to do that sneakily when no one's around so that you can plausibly deny it. But then I looked right outside the door and she had been there the whole time. And I was like, well, this isn't ideal. And we got to the meeting where we all discussed who may have done it. And I did come out right out the gate and I was like, wow, 100% Albot.
Albot's never going to play with us ever again.
I did feel like legit awful about
Albot. I know. Me too.
Can we just talk about Albot for another hour for the rest of the episode?
Albot was an ideal player. All of your friends were wonderful to play with.
Really wonderful. Who else did we have? We had Eli.
I liked the different archetypes of player that we got from the friend group.
Mm.
I think it was Eli, after most rounds where we did like really crap and like the imposter absolutely railed us, he would get on the text in the waiting room and just be like, brutal. Which I appreciated. I was like, yeah, right there with you. That's a good archetype. I'm trying to think of what the other archetypes are.
I think we know Albot was the wrongfully accused archetype.
Yes, the pure soul gets absolutely demolished by this awful game.
Your friend apparently was the creep, which I don't think is fair, but...
You threw around a lot of accusations. That was part of your MO, was like, you'd be like, I just got a feeling.
Well, you got to get out in front of these things.
It's true.
Before they eat. Consume you.
That's true.
My buddy Harrison, shout out to Harrison, his strategy is generally to go into the security feed room and watch what's happening on the cameras.
Yeah. That's pretty solid.
From Harrison, I got like world's greatest detective Batman. or like maybe Holmes, like Sherlock. Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock.
Oh, RDJ. Okay.
Yeah, just in the security room, solving things, Mrs. Mustard with the ice pick in the living room. Like, yeah. he's got that mind, you know?
I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the movie Brick. Have you guys seen that
movie? Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I'm going for. No, but he was really good about deducing, which made him scary when he was the imposter, because he could really, like, it would sound like he was logicking his way out of it.
And Aaron, what are you?
I think I'm the windbag.
You might be the wild card.
Oh yeah.
No, I like windbag more. What happens with the windbag?
I mean, in the session where that we all played together, I think I was just the imposter.
I was just always the imposter.
The guilty motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the internet, I spoke in like longer sentences than 7 words. And that generally, if you're just getting into random rooms, it generally will make you instantly suspicious.
Hmm.
And so I would just enter a waiting room with these random players. Mm-hmm. And I would be saying things like, "Hi, my name's Cole Dunk. Just a little bit about me. I play Among Us for fun." All the time. And they would, all the kids would be immediately, they would boot me, or they would or they would just be like, "Oh, great. Gonna plug his YouTube channel."
Tell me some of the slang, because I feel like when I played both with your friends and with internet strangers, I kept coming up against phrases that were repeated a lot. And so I was like, okay, is this like in-game jargon that I should start to say?
Hmm. I only know sus, which means suspicious. That's the only one that I'm familiar with.
Me too. Me too. Okay. Did you pick up any other ones that you remember?
Yes, yeah, someone accused me of teaming.
I never heard that.
That might have just been... I was a real different sort of character on my own without the safety net of friends and friends of friends. I was just really in it to win it. And so I would make alliances, and I would like pick the strongest person and buddy up to them. And like,
how do you do that?
You can just tell.
The strongest person. What indicates a strong person over Among Us?
Movement, duration of tags, color of space suit, type of hat. I don't know.
Is it confidence?
You're literally just naming things in the game now.
But it's like confidence in the chat. Is it the person who comes in who's like, okay, who did, where is it?
No, you don't want to go with the person who kicks it off. Because that's the windbag, if you will. It's like we all know that person has something to say no matter what.
It's my first mistake.
And so like, we're not going to... But like the second or third person to chime in usually is a good, smart, savvy player. So I would just like suck up to them. I'd be like, "You definitely didn't do it. Like, I know for sure." And they'd be like, "Thank you. That's really nice, friend." And so then someone who I was sucking up to used me in an argument and was like, "Pink can vouch for me. She was in the med bay when I was there." And I didn't remember what they were talking about, but I was like, yeah, definitely. Like, I will vouch for my friend Tan. And then green player said, "You guys are teaming." And then Tan said, "That's not fair. I don't even know this person." No, we're not. So it was a whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if teaming means what you were doing, which is finding a strong presence to sort of latch on to and just sort of riding around among us on their underbelly.
How I've lived my whole life. Yes.
So I wonder if that's actually teaming, or if teaming is literally, you know, this person, you're in communication with them, you're cheating. You've told each other who's working actually. So I wonder which was implied, whether that was a fair accusation or not.
Also, okay. The phrase, "what happened," without the proper past tense at the end, is that just your friend group?
That is not a reference to Among Us. That is just a bit from the movie A Mighty Wind that we like to quote a lot. You know, Fred Willard and that. Oh, hey, what happened?
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
I love that you picked that up over text, even without the benefit of the... that's fun. That's
I was like,
fun.
Okay. Okay. So that is not Among Us specific.
That's no, good that's just Willard lore.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Another thing.
My buddy Josh probably typing it a lot.
Josh.
Okay. Shout out to Josh.
You fooled me, buddy. There is something to be said for asking where. Like, as soon as it goes down, people just start saying where.
Right.
Where.
Right.
And Owen was the first person I saw to say that. And I thought he was joking because all the rooms look the same to me. So I was I was in human resources. I don't know. Like, what the fuck? But you mean it. You're like, people ask, where did it happen?
I can't even bring up my map right now because we're in the chat.
That's true. Right. That's a fatal design flaw. You need to be able to. Though I guess it's maybe intentional to like add to the confusion, but yeah.
Everybody always seems to know the names of all the rooms off the top of their heads.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do people know that shit?
I don't know.
I like that you think you brought in human resources. That's, I would really love if there was a human resources on the spaceship that was like, it was like near the aft thrusters, and like you had to do tasks there, but they like took a long time. Like
most of interview new spacemen. And stuff.
Right. Like a, it's just like a really miserable jelly bean that's always there that isn't part of the game.
Right. That's right. And you can, right. And you can file a complaint with them about the murders, and they'll be like, we take every complaint of murder seriously. Mm-hmm. Can you please sit with us for a little while? Tell us a little bit more about how this is making you feel.
Okay, now describe where this happened. Okay, you don't know where. That could help you in the complaint, you know.
Right, exactly.
We don't have a room called Cafeteria South. That doesn't make any sense. Do you work here? Right.
Yeah.
No, which engine room?
It's interesting, the space setting. It's an interesting setting, mm-hmm. in which to couch this game of cat and mouse.
Yeah, Julia, did you have a hard time with that? Because you don't like space games.
Yeah, I kept thinking the whole time, like, this is fun, but what would be a better setting? And I think that they should do a Wild West update or medieval or something. Space is so easy. It's so easy.
That's right. You've said this before. Space is very easy.
Space easy, is easy.
Yeah. Easy like Sunday morning.
Space is easy.
Is this an RPG? Space is easy.
What's your what's your favorite piece of space media, Julia?
I mean, I give space a lot of crap because I think it's easy. But
I know.
But Mass Effect is a great fucking game. My rule goes out the window for Mass Effect. And there's something to be said. I should write a think piece about why that escapes my rule of space. I think because it couldn't be anywhere else. It has to be.
Yeah.
But like No Man's Sky, you could just play that. You just play that in a really desolate continent. You don't even have to fly.
I'm just imagining like Sean Murray at E3 just being like, right over here, you've got another hill. This hill could be, it's procedurally generated. It could be any hill in the world. It's like on some continent. People are like, okay, but can you ever leave that continent? No. You will not be able to leave that continent.
No.
You
could drive a really long way.
Right. You don't have a spaceship. Really, you do have a dune buggy.
You have a dune buggy. It's fine. It's fine.
No man's dunes.
No man's dunes.
No man's continent.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys were going to set Among Us anywhere else, what setting would you think was interesting?
You could do one in like a modern day office building.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
That's true.
Give them all little cute ties to wear and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I think a school would be pretty good. A boarding school.
Ooh, wow.
Where you're killing each other. Yeah.
Very creepy. Very very 90s thriller.
Wow, I know. I'm thinking of a movie that I don't remember the name to, but that film exists, right?
Yes, it was called... What was that? What the Faculty was about?
Close. The Faculty is about aliens taking over teachers' bodies and taking over a school.
Oh, see, so oh, here we're trying to
that
run.
That sounds good.
We're trying to run from space and already. Wait, you just said that sounds good.
Yeah, I would watch that movie.
I love The Faculty.
I would totally watch. Spoilers for The Faculty if you've never seen it. Wait, probably so, they're aliens.
Great. So space aliens coming down to a school. Sounds good.
Oh yeah, aliens here is totally interesting.
Okay, this is good to know.
Because they don't understand us. We don't understand them. There's a culture clash. It's really interesting.
They're the faculty.
They're the faculty at your boarding school.
But the minute you step into their territory, it's easy.
Well, we don't know what it is, you know? We don't know what it is. And you can take a cool guess at space, or you can take a lame guess at space.
Yeah.
Or you can take no position on space.
Just have it be vanilla
and have
space.
It be no man's land. Or no man's sky.
Gotcha. Speaking of space being easy. Mm-hmm. If you're on the crew of the, they actually have names for these spaceships and I don't know them.
They do?
The USS Sus. Yeah, there's like one of three spaceships that you can be on in Among Us.
Wow, I did not know that.
I'm just going to call it the Sus ship.
Okay.
If you find yourself as a crew member on the Sus ship, you got nothing to hide. What type of silly little jobs do you occupy your time with? And what was your guys' favorite?
And least favorite.
I kind of like the one where you have to connect the different colored wires.
Yeah. That's so bad.
Satisfying.
It's like a slightly more satisfying than the ones where you're just downloading files and you literally don't do anything.
Those were my favorite. You like the file downloads? I think I had a desk job for too many years, but I found those so satisfying.
Yeah, well, space is fucking easy.
Space is fucking easy. Corporate America, that is not easy. No. And I know when you're waiting for those files to download and your boss wants them, you better hurry up. Mm-hmm. Now, the worst job by far, and I won't even hear an argument to the contrary, is blowing up asteroids because there's too many and you have to wait around for it and you're in a fucking murder plot. Let's go here. You don't have time to shoot down 20 fucking asteroids. It's two people's job.
I had a huge problem the first couple times with the key card swipe.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
There's one where you have to take out a thing from your wallet. I forget what the spaceship lore that it's couched in is, like why you gotta like scan through the New York City subway, like what purpose that serves on the spaceship. But like you gotta get a thing out of your wallet and like run it through a reader. And there's a little readout that'll give you like a and it'll be like too fast, too slow, bad read if you don't get it through through all the way. And so you have to slide it through like just fast enough.
I have those problems in real life. Swipe.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Me too.
Exactly. No, that's some turnstile shit.
Mm-hmm. Emptying the chutes is kind of fun when the leaves fall out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are what? Because that's what I thought they were too, was leaves.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't make
any sense. Oh, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
Is it trash? Like, no, but I definitely was, it was the exact same way. I was like, okay, we're clearing the leaves out of the spaceship. And I was like, well.
Oh, you're so right. I didn't even think of that. Why would they be leaves?
I guess one map does have a tree.
Yeah, I feel like I've only ever done one map.
Yeah. They're not that different. Yeah, so it's fine.
We've talked a little bit about strategy and how you approach this. I'm curious if there's anything you do that you're aware of that you feel really bad about, or something you did that felt really bad. I'll give you an example of something that was done to me that was really wrong. The first time I played with Owen and friends and Aaron, I logged in, I was in the cafeteria, I turned to my left and Aaron kills me. And that was the first experience I had. And then immediately I became a ghost. And I was like, I didn't know what the ghost rules were. I didn't know if anybody could hear me or see me. And I just kept typing Aaron did it over and over again. In the chat box.
Into the void that is perfect.
Having to no one. Yep.
And I have never felt so helpless in my life. And it was really kind of amazing that this game was able to do that to me.
I'm really
you did that to me.
I know, yeah. I was gonna say I'm really sorry.
Wow.
The reason, can I just tell you the reason?
No, that it's fine. No, go ahead. What's
because
the reason?
I unconditionally love you. I hope you unconditionally love me.
Yeah.
We're playing with a group of friends, not all of whom I know well.
You sacrificed me to save face in front of Owen's friends?
I saw Julia, who I know won't think poorly of me if I kill her in this game immediately. I am the imposter. I need to kill people. It's my goal. I hate this spaceship and I wish it to perish. And so, yes, you were the first to feel the sting of my blade.
Wow, that got so much worse.
Does that make you? Oh, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Who should I kill first? How about my girlfriend?
yeah. Because
right? Because
anyone else I kill immediately, that's a statement. You know?
Is it though? I don't. I mean, they're not gonna like. Josh wouldn't have minded if you killed him first. Like, it's not.
I did. To be clear, I did in later games, but just immediately, I just wanted to. You look stunned.
I'm stunned. I thought maybe it was an accident and you didn't know I was the pink one. You thought I was the purple one or something.
I knew you were your friend.
This is upsetting. Yeah. I was holding out a little bit of hope that it wasn't quite this simple.
I did hear you in the, because we separated rooms so that we weren't teaming, if I'm using it correctly.
No, you're right.
Okay. That you're fanning your face.
No, it's fine.
Are you okay?
I'm totally fine.
Okay. All right. We're going to need Among Us couples therapy.
person you trust the most.
We're like, we log into a special room in Among Us, and we like go in, and it's like a therapist's office on a spaceship, and they're like, okay.
So one of you killed the other one.
Right. There's an 80% chance that I'm a therapist, but there is a 20% chance that I am an imposter therapist. Tell me about what's happening in Among Us.
Right, is real therapy kind of like that for you guys? Never mind. Let's move on.
No. No. Well, please, let's explore.
Right? No, that's kind of what therapy is like. It's like roll the dice a little bit. So there's an 80% chance I'm going to help you. And there's a 20% chance that you're giving me all the tools I need to absolutely fucking destroy you. Right? Let's move on. It's fine.
I hope the odds are better than 1 in 5.
Yeah.
Or are you saying?
80-20. Okay, that's not
worse than 1 in 5, rather, that you get a therapist that's just collecting information.
Never know. You never know.
To destroy you at some future date.
Yeah.
Yeah, say, is your therapist Hitman?
Right. How many?
Maybe the thing about Hitman is you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
That is the thing about Hitman.
Just check the back of his head if there's a barcode. But other than that, you never know.
You have no idea whether the dude who in your neighborhood until recently was an Indian barber is now a terrifying, chiseled, bald white man.
She does talk like this now.
Anyway, Among Us.
Yeah, sorry, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Though there are similarities, this is not the game Hitman. What do you think the imposter's motivation is?
Well, I mean, we don't know too much about these jelly beans and their culture. Yeah, like we don't know, is this like kind of a Star Wars situation where it's like good jelly beans versus the bad jelly beans, like Empire versus Rebellion?
Interesting.
Or is it like more like every man is out for himself kind of thing? We don't know, because there's not that much lore, at least until we get the Among Us Netflix series.
Oh, fingers crossed. Am I
starring? I'm gonna say John Slattery. And
Flattery
and Vera Farmiga.
Yeah. And it's from Shondaland. Like, it has to be. Yeah. Right after Bridgerton, she's gonna do Among Us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's
really,
hot.
Just smash really smutty.
Yeah, a lot of sex. Yeah.
The on-ship romances are.
Yeah. Bridgerton is not set in space, correct?
Correct. It is not, which is why I find it much more watchable than say Battlestar.
Oh, don't go there. Don't go there.
I'm not allowed to come for Battlestar. Okay.
That's what I was just saying, or that's what I was just thinking about when you were talking about, like, is there a whole faction of these imposters that sends them to these spaceships?
Cylons!
Right. Yep. Well, and the other thing that makes me think, the other thing that makes me think Cylon is that, like, as an imposter, you're doing things. You're sabotaging like nuclear cores, and you're sabotaging O2 tanks and stuff that would presumably end your life as well. But that is your mission, and you're carrying it out. And that could just be a very single-minded saboteur. But it seems to me more like it's just some kind of other life form that like has, you know, it's more of an alien situation or like a Cylon situation where like, it doesn't matter if I die doing this, like I'll just return to the hive or whatever.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Or like personal death isn't even a concept that we acknowledge. Yeah.
Oh, I do want to talk about pushing the button. Did you guys ever do that where you call an emergency meeting?
Yeah, I did it by accident once, I remember.
Same. When is the right time to use that? When you've seen the murder?
If you've been watching, because there's a number of ways, strategies that you can have as a crewmate to like catch the murderer. And depending on how you play the game, you can either just do your little tasks and like try to fill up the meter and like run out the clock on the imposter, or you could be proactive and like go to the surveillance footage and like watch people. And if they do something impostery, like hide an event or like, of course, kill someone, then you can, even if you haven't found a body, which automatically triggers a group meeting of like, oh my God, there's a body. Even if nothing's happened yet, you can go to that emergency button. I think you have one per game, and you can hit the button and say, I know who did it. Or something like
team
that.
Team meeting, yeah.
You're right, though, that the basically, I think maybe with one exception or two exceptions, every single time that happened, it was somebody being like, hi, everyone. Like, I'm done with my jobs. Okay, to be honest, I didn't mean to hit this. I'm really sorry.
Did you ever play with, I'm assuming kids, randos, who like a member of your team would hit it a lot and then finally in all caps, one person would be like, stop calling useless meetings.
No, that happened in yours?
Yeah, someone was real salty about it on my team.
It must have been more than one. Or maybe had they adjusted the parameters so that you could call more than one? That would be brutal.
Oh, I don't know. I guess if you can't call more than one, then yeah, maybe they did, because I feel like it was an overzealous person and then they got yelled at by someone else on the team who was like, hey, buddy, you're wasting our fucking time.
Hey, pal.
Hey, friend.
I work 9 to 9, 12-hour shifts on Wall Street. I come home. I have 1 hour to play Among Us.
I'm playing this
before my wife starts to scream at me.
I'm playing this on Switch, so I'm already fucking miserable from this typing. Just don't fuck with me.
Hey, I deploy in 3 hours back to Iraq. I've got 3 hours to spend with Among Us. It's not allowed on base. So, somebody getting mad about somebody wasting their time in Among Us is so funny to me, because it's just like, you're already wasting your time.
What are you talking about?
We're all wasting our time together. Yeah, I've seen some people get really salty about starting the game.
Oh, yep.
Because in lobbies, you can wait for your team, the people in the room to fill out. And generally, it's more fun the more people there are. So there will be different opinions on how many players you get that makes it an adequately fun amount to like play the game. I've seen some people get really pissed off about like, there's 6 players, like, why aren't we starting?
Yeah. People take board over again.
I saw one dude literally go, if you don't start, I'm leaving. And wow. I was like, it's Among Us, man. Go ahead. Like, feel free. Anytime you feel like you need to log out and play Fortnite, you go ahead. Like, what is the rush?
Is there a mechanic you would like to see this game add? If there was something you could do that you are not able to do yet, like, for example, I think it would be kind of cool. My instinct was always to separate people, because that's where you form an advantageous relationship. If you've read your Machiavelli anyway. So I think you should be able to form allegiances and, like, you know, split off with people. I guess teaming. I guess whoever accused me of teaming, I didn't do it, but that was my intention.
Wait, I'm not following totally.
So if you see the murderer, you see a guy slip through the vent and you're like, oh shit, like Purple did it, because that's the only person who can use the vent. Mm-hmm. Instead of call the team meeting and get him ejected, just like pull him over to the side and be like, look, bro, I know it was you. And then, I don't know, there's some other mechanic where you can like extort them or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you'd like DMs in this game. You'd like direct messages.
And a financial game. you play to win. You play for money.
Okay. Sure. Okay. That would be interesting, is if you got credits at the end of every game, if you like successfully won.
Yeah.
But you could also get credits for being the imposter and sabotaging the spaceship, or you could negotiate with the imposter to get a cut of their thing to be their rat.
Yeah, that would be so great. Now we're talking real human dynamics.
I love that, except that I found this game almost laughably tilted towards the imposter in terms of who has the advantage in any given. Like, I think if you're not a total psycho and you're not just killing guys in broad daylight and like blah blah blah, it's fairly easy to win. It's not 100%, but it's like 70% of the games the imposter is gonna win.
Someone was always on my ass. I don't know, it didn't work for me.
Okay,
but
okay.
Fine.
Did you ever go into the vents when you were an imposter?
No, not really. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Too big a risk, because if someone going to the vents, like, okay, that's the fucking imposter right there.
Yeah. Add more vents.
It seems incriminating. I and the reward is like, what? You're like, I can pop out and scare somebody. Like, I'm already, the lights are already off half the time. Like, who gives a shit? I would love to see the feature added in of just like, you can like you can hug the wall. It's available to anyone, imposter or crewmate. But just like you know, we've all been playing Hitman. Like Hitman can, if he needs to.
You want to scale the wall.
Not scale, but like if you're at a wall and there's a doorway, you can press the circle button or whatever. And the little jelly bean would like...
You
would
hide?
Like, would like go up against the wall. Yeah, it doesn't make you invisible or anything, but it just improves your stealth a slight bit.
So you want stealth.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think I do. I think I want to be able to hear footfalls more.
Ooh, yeah.
And I want to be able to go into crouch mode and like, but if you're in crouch mode, that's sus. And so, yes. Sus. Yes, I want them to build into this like $5 Steam game. I want them to build in like full, like Unreal Engine fucking stealth
do
mechanics.
Fully, yeah. Right, exactly.
You should have dual wielding silencer pistols.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I also want them to get celebrities to voice every single color.
I was going to say, why don't we have voice lines? Why isn't a famous voice actor every color of the rainbow?
Voice lines actually would be super fun.
Yeah, like, they would be super
like
fun.
Like set voice lines of like, uh-oh, or like... I think that it should just be uh-oh, basically. Just be different readings
but
of uh-oh.
Said by different celebrities.
Right, it's like Matt Mercer does one, Troy does one.
Uh-oh.
We get a few mainstreamers.
Matt's and Troy's sound too similar.
You just named the only two voice actors in video games.
That was the only two.
Literally, that's it.
Who's the girl Shepherd? No, Jennifer Hale. We know who that is.
We all stand.
We stand. We stand.
No, Jen Hale would get one, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, all the Critical Role people would probably get one because they just work.
They just book it.
They just book that shit.
They don't deserve it anymore. No.
They're like, oh, we booked Among Us.
Not after that video they put out of them singing Hamilton. Forget it.
Surprise, that's how we're going to end this episode, you guys. We're all going to take a song from Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know any. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I know. Okay, I have sort of a related final question.
Okay.
And your answer can be Hamilton if you want. But if you were going to play Among Us with a group of people, a celebrity group of people, let's say.
Love celebrities.
Who, like what eight people would you love to drop yourself into the middle of and they all just play Among Us with you for like 6 hours?
Weird. Interesting.
Yeah. Because you can play with a lot of people and it's kind of more fun if it's a big group. So like, I don't know. I don't know eight people, but I assume you guys... Oh, and you have friends.
How many Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I mean, this is... Yeah.
How did I... Of course I know eight people I would play with.
I don't know my own answer, but I know your answer.
Can you,
just for any like crazy crossover fans who happen to love Controller Freak and every Real Housewives franchise, can you quickly name the housewives that you would love to, for across every franchise?
Can they be like Cross City?
Living
like?
Or dead. Yes, Cross
Living
City.
Living or dead.
Cross City.
How dare you?
Historical Housewives or just, you know, what's your top team?
Oh my God. It has to be Vanderpump, obviously. Nene has to be there. Kenya.
Sure.
God.
And Kenya would be so good.
She would
at
be really good.
She would be
she
so
would be,
fun
she
to
would
play
be
with.
Really good. God. More Beverly. I mean, like, you have to get some of the old timers. You have to get Kyle Richards in there.
You got to get Kyle in there?
Yeah. You got to get Yolanda just because, like, what the fuck would she do on Among Us? Like,
she'd be unpredictable.
She would be a monster. You yeah. know she would.
Wait, so there's someone named Kyle Richards, but isn't there also Denise Richards in there?
True.
You're so right.
No relation.
And they do not like each other.
Okay. No relation, Owen. That's a little warning for when we're playing Among Us with both of them. Do not imply that they're sisters because they're going to go off.
And then give me Vicky Tamra from the OC, I guess.
Your server's getting pretty full. You have one more.
God. It's got to be another. I feel like I haven't named enough Atlanta people. Well,
you better pick one, Julia, because they're getting pissed in there. They're going to quit out if you're
going to quit out. They're saying start.
Board.
Giselle from Potomac.
Giselle. Okay.
I want to play with Giselle for sure.
I've heard that name.
I like that.
Okay, great. I've done my work. Now, who would you guys play with?
Aaron, I feel like you would pick maybe the Democratic presidential candidates.
I was literally going to to say living former U.S. presidents.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be just so toxic and dumb.
Who is that? Who
well,
is that?
So we got big DJT is right. Bored, oh, and, bored and ready to, and he's, you know, he
Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter, DJT, both W. Bush, Clinton, Obama. So that's the mix. I think I didn't forget any, did I?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. So, but that's a pretty good room.
Wow.
But I do also like all of the like Dem rising stars. Like yeah. Pete Buttigieg would be terrifying on Among Us. Don't
play with him.
He would like the meeting would start. And he'd be instantly like suspicion. We can rise above this, you guys. Stabbing each other in the back? No. Let's hold each other up by our backs. America's about more than this.
Oh my God, he did it. He totally
right,
did it.
Right, you'd instantly be like, it was definitely Pete. Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so Owen picked for you, so now you have to pick for Owen.
Pick for Owen.
What group of people would he just have the time of his life playing Among okay. Us with?
Okay. Okay, okay. This is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
But I think, and I'm not talking about the voice actors, I'm talking about the actual characters brought to life through dark magic, that it's Owen and every character from Animaniacs, including the side characters like the fucking Goodfellas pigeons.
Yes.
Who else is in there? Is Pinky and the Brain are in there, I think?
Brain.
Yes, every single character. And it turns out Yakko is a sociopath. He lies as easily as most men say hello or good morning.
This is great. I'm so glad you said that because I was about to just make another fucking like Space Jam reference. I want to play with the Monstars from Space Jam.
Look, you know, there's never too many.
You do love hanging with the Monstars.
Monstars.
Yeah, because they have a great song with LL Cool J and Busta Rhymes and Method Man. But anyway. I digress.
Oh, speaking of Method Man, how great would it be to play with Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang?
Wow.
Yeah.
That would just like doing tasks with Wu-Tang Clan. Just,
no,
like,
that would be
I guess
awesome.
I'll go connect the wires.
Yeah.
You would definitely have more than 10.
Inspector Deck would solve it.
Yeah. I feel like the RZA's alias might also be your friend.
Your friend. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh. Oh God. Well, I think we've said everything we need to say about this game.
Yeah. We said a lot more than I thought we would, you know, because there's not a ton of content per se.
But
I think we still mined a lot of gold out of it.
I think we really did.
The gold is in each other's hearts and fooling each other in good fun. Right? Right, you guys?
I didn't think it was very fun. I'm still processing. But
you said it was fun afterwards. You're like, that was so fun and addictive. Yeah.
No, it was fun. Aaron's revelation to me was sort of heartbreaking. I'll be okay.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Are you the imposter right now? The
revelation that he killed you immediately.
Yes.
In order not to offend a group of new people
That is so typical of
I'm really sorry.
That's like us at any restaurant or wedding or bar.
Can you tell me how I, and now we're fully in Among Us couples therapy. Can you tell me how I am sus at a real life restaurant?
I don't know. You just are. You're just sus. Like when there's other people around, it's just like, let me stab Julia's face out.
I'm really sorry you feel that way.
I'm the first one to get slaughtered.
Okay, Julia, you've said your piece. Now, Aaron, would you like to respond?
I just feel like I'm always sus.
You're
whatever
on his side.
Can I type?
No, sure, type, please.
Or have I already been ejected into space by you? As I was saying, I feel like I'm always sus. I can't do anything that's not sus, you know?
Maybe be less sus, and I won't always accuse you of being sus.
You see what I'm dealing with? I just want it to be among us and not among me.
Wow.
Wow. The problem is that space is too easy. And Aaron, you need to try and work with that.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That was really good, actually.
You're right. I'm sorry for treating you as a part of space.
Thank you. It's too easy.
All right. Well, that's about all the time we have.
I think this is a real breakthrough.
Yeah.
How do we pay you in Bitcoin?
Empty your garbage chutes for you.
Find me on the Zelle app.
Sounds good.